This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
Talking about the Lamb Show. It's coming up this Saturday at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. And Rebecca Melton, one of the people making it happen. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So what do you do to make this event what it is?
Oh, my goodness. It takes so much work from so many people. My role is putting on the auction. So that involves getting auctioneers, having the facility set up, coordinating with all of our 4-H and FFA folks. The Douglas County Livestock Association puts on our barbecue and some other open events, and really just takes a big team of people to put this on.
How long have you been involved with it?
Almost 10 years.
And what gets you into doing this?
For me, it's all about the kids and kind of the benefits that I feel that they have from this program. I feel like they earn a lot of responsibility through this. I think they learn a lot of great life skills from marketing their animals, from learning how to talk to businesses and individuals about the skills that they have and what they've done. And for me, that's really what gets me to volunteer in this program.
Now, did you do this when you were young yourself?
Not really. I was in 4-H and I was in FFA, but I wasn't necessarily involved in this market program.
And it takes a lot of time. When do you guys start getting ready for this?
It's a year-round project for us. We have committees that meet, review kind of what we've done throughout the year, how to change it to make it better for the next year, and then we have teams of people that really help us put it together. So,
you know, when you talked about it being a year-round event, I see that the people you brought were all nodding their heads. Hannah, why don't you come on up? Hannah Mathweg, right?
Yeah.
So you're from Taiyi Mountain 4-H Club. Why do you do this?
I do this because I just love how much you can learn from being involved in this project. There's lots of responsibilities and marketing and many other skills that you learn and have to work with. And it's just, you also have a really fun time.
And how many years have you been doing this?
I've been selling a market lamb for 5 years, and I've been showing sheep for 6 years.
So how much effort does it take on a daily basis working with these animals?
It takes a lot of work. You have to work on showing, setting up the lamb for show, and you also have to take care of them and make sure they are healthy and ready to be sold.
Now, so there's more to it than just the sheep are out in the field and, you know, you just feed them once in a while?
Much more than that. You have to constantly be working with them and watching them. You can't just let them roam in the field. You have to let them. You have to work with them.
So, Kay Sutton, you're from the Oakland FFA chapter. How long have you been doing this?
This is my first year in the FFA chapter showing sheep. I did 5 years and several different 4-H clubs.
And what grade are you in school?
This is my freshman year in high school.
So, do you have other animals where you live too?
I live on a sheep ranch. My parents have raised sheep my whole life.
So a sheep ranch has just sheep. There you go.
Yep.
Go figure. So what do you like about doing this?
A lot of the different opportunities involved in the lamb show itself. I love seeing the buyers there supporting us, everybody there supporting us. I love all the different things that we can learn, the different opportunities. I love just being there with everybody.
So when you've got a sheep ranch and you're doing this with FFA, you don't really get a lot of time off.
No, it's definitely a lot of work, but I find it really enjoyable, so it's definitely worth it.
And how long did you say you've been doing this?
This is my first year in FFA. I did 5 years in 4-H, showing lambs.
And are you thinking about agriculture in your adult future?
Most likely keeping the sheep ranch alive. I've always been fascinated with sheep, raising them from the moment they're born to butchering.
What is it about sheep that fascinates you?
Mainly just the market of going from their meat stage to, I like raising sheep.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, Hannah, let me ask you a couple other questions again. What grade are you in?
I am in eighth grade.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Lincoln Middle School.
Okay, so do you have other animals where you live?
Yes, we also have some horses, which I do occasionally work with in 4-H, but mostly sheep.
And you've been doing this your whole life? Been around it?
I mean, no, not really. Just ever since I started 4-H, I've been doing this, but I did that when I was like 8.
And what's the funnest part of this?
Probably just at the end of the year when you see how much you've worked with your project, and it's just so rewarding seeing how much dedication you put into it and seeing a finished project.
So, Rebecca, let's come back to you. For people that are interested in coming out and supporting this, talk more about how Saturday is going to work, how the day is laid out.
Absolutely. So it's a full day packed of events. Starting at 8 o'clock, the kids are starting their showing in the rings. It's free and open to the public. There's a variety of both open class shows, so individuals that are not in 4-H and FFA that are put on by the Douglas County Livestock Association, and then a wide variety of 4-H and FFA members that are going to be competing in confirmation. So that's how well their sheep is put together and finished, and then showmanship, how well the kids show their animal. There's some competitions like a shearing contest and some other demonstrations. Then there is a lamb barbecue that begins at 4:30, that runs 4:30 to 6:30, and then the auction begins at 7.
And talk about how the auction works.
Yeah, so the auction is Roseburg Rotary's contribution to this effort. And so kids are placed in their classes and will come in and sell their projects to the public. So that's where business owners, individuals, anyone that wants to contribute to these kids can really show up and show their support and purchase an animal or put money towards a kid's effort in this project.
So just show up on evening.
Yeah, this Saturday, 7 o'clock.
And again, it's a one-day event, not one of those weekend things, right?
That is correct.
So one day out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. If people want to find out more about the program and about the event, well, what do they do?
Yeah, so they can call the OSU Extension Office here in Roseburg. That number is 541-672-4461. Or you can go to the RosebergRotaryFoundation.org for some information on how to support kids. You can also go to the Douglas County Livestock Association website for some more information there as well.
All right, Rebecca, Hannah, and Case, thanks for coming in this morning, 8:39 at the Morning Report.